The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the one and only Dave Kinney, who is an expert in the realm of classic cars and appraisal. And I saw Dave just a couple of weeks back at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance in Greenwich, Connecticut, and we're going to be talking a lot about classic cars in this hour of the broadcast. In the meantime, we got a couple of trivia questions out there, one trivia question and one poll question. The trivia question is about an advertising slogan from the 1970s, and the car was advertised both in print and on television as the shape of things to come. And it was a sports car, two-seater. It later went on to have an eight-cylinder variant and a convertible variant as well. But it was called The Shape of Things to Come. Whoever comes up with the answer to that question, boy, we've got lots of goodies for you. We've got something from Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. We've got some wash drop samples for you. And in the next few weeks, we'll also include you in the list of winners with a real cool offering from the folks at Haynes.com. So three prizes for the correct answer. We're also polling you as to your favorite car color. I was mentioning in the first hour of the broadcast that personally, myself, my favorite colors for cars are black, silver, and blue. That has been my personal choice. And when I look back at the cars that I've owned in my lifetime, they have all been either one of those three colors. How about you on the other side of the radio? Give us a call at our regular number, 866-660-4261, 866-660-4261, or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. But right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines, and I know we've got a number of people calling in on the trivia, including Doug in Iowa, who will be first, but we encourage more folks to call in, because we've got, let's see, how many open lines we got left here? We still got four, so give us a call right now at our toll-free number, 866-660-4261. And by the way, happy Father's Day to everybody out there. And we want to remember our fathers, whether they're around today or no longer with us. My own dad left this earth in 1992, so it's been a little bit of time. But nevertheless, my dad was a car guy, certainly not a car guy like myself, but my dad loved Oldsmobiles, and I know was very proud of the fact that he owned one of the first automatic Oldsmobiles back in the 1940s, the first hydromatic Olds 98s. And I know when my parents got married, they had a an Olds 98 that my dad had had for quite some time. My mom was a Ford person and converted him over. And so my dad and my mom had cars like Galaxy 500s. And I remember us growing up as a T-Bird family. I've mentioned this before on the broadcast, but growing up, we had a 1968 T-Bird, a 71 T-Bird, a 73 T-Bird, a 79 T-Bird, an 81 T-Bird, an 85 T-Bird, which I later inherited. But my dad liked cars, my mom liked cars, and neither one of them were over the top like myself, but nevertheless, they definitely had a passion for automobiles. Dave Kinney is a reporter for not only Auto Week, but also Automobile Magazine. He also works with the folks at Hagerty.com and puts together a wonderful price guide, and we're going to talk about that and lots more because the man himself is joining us right now. Here he is, the legendary Dave Kinney. Dave, how you doing?
Okay, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Let's talk a little bit about your dad. Was your dad a car guy?
Not even a little bit.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, I think that when I was a kid, one of my very first memories was my dad bought a used taxi cab, and I think I was about 6 years old, and I convinced him how wrong it was to own a used taxi cab as his car. So I think that's when my parents realized that they had born and raised a car guy, kind of coming out of nowhere. After that, through a series of lucky accidents, my father bought a very, very inexpensive and rather new Lincoln Continental just after a big styling change. And he stuck with Lincoln Continentals for the rest of his life, and I would help him order them when he bought them new every 3 or 4 years, something like that, as I guess, you know, dads did back in the 60s and 70s. And so he became a Lincoln Continental guy, and then, in maybe the last 20 years of his life, he got into cars a little bit more because he saw how much fun I was having in the car hobby, and wanted to stay in touch with what I was doing. So that was cool because he did learn to be a car guy, but he certainly didn't start out as one.
That's a great story, Dave. And you're right. I mean, back in the 60s and 70s, I know my own parents, they didn't do a whole lot of traveling, but they put aside money every year towards the next new vehicle. And for the most part, every 3 years or so, we would get a new vehicle. And back in those days, even buying T-Birds, you didn't have to put that much down. I mean, the old T-Bird, I remember as a kid, 71 T-Bird turned in for 73 T-Bird, or 73 T-Bird turned in for 79. I mean, you would only have to put out $3,000 or $4,000 tops cash, because that T-Bird was still worth $3,000 or $4,000. And I thought growing up, I was going to own a ton of cars, and unfortunately, it hasn't been my blessing yet. But I still long for that. I still long for owning a whole lot of cars. But when it comes to new cars these days, unless you're very fortunate to be making some significant dollars, it is hard to get a new vehicle every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, well, why would you want to? Because there's so many great cars that are just a couple of years old, and you can go back 10 or 15 years and find something nice. Now, I do have a new car or a newer car or a new truck that I drive around every day, and I make sure that I've got that because in the state that I live in, Virginia, to have antique tags, you also have to have a car that has regular tags mm-hmm. on it. And that's not a bad thing, I guess. But it's fun to, it's fun on a day. I don't know, how it is where you are, but today is just a perfect day in the Mid-Atlantic states. It's fun to get out and drive an older car on days, especially like today.
Oh, absolutely. Beautiful. And any day in the month of June, for the most part, is just a wonderful time to be out there driving a vehicle. Before we take our first caller joining us, I think they want to take a stab at the trivia question or maybe do this poll question to do with car colors. How about yourself, Dave? Are there any particular car colors when you look back at the cars that you owned in the past, the cars that you own now? Is there any particular color that you tend to be drawn to more than any other?
Well, I guess I'm a black and red car guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a silver car guy. I do have a silver car. But not my first choice. But I'm going to stand up for the color brown because we haven't seen enough of it since the 70s and 80s. So you now every once in a while see a new car in brown, and I think it's been you know, people have been down on it for too long. So I'm going to, let's rally around Brown. What do you think, Bob?
I agree with you 100%. And my 3-year-old daughter, Lucy, wants my next car to be on a red car. So I may do that. I may step into the red area. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to step into the classic car area with Dave Kinney, and we'll take Doug in Iowa right off the bat.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live. Thanks so much for joining us here on Auto World. Dave Kinney is with us, contributor to Auto Week and Automobile Magazine. He has his own company called U.S. Appraisal, and he's also the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. Before we talk about the recent Bonhams auction at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance in Greenwich, Connecticut, both Dave and I were in attendance. Let's go to Doug joining us on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Doug, thank you very much for being a patient guy. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for taking my call, Rob.
Are you celebrating Father's Day?
Sure. Got to do it.
Anything in particular? You're doing a cookout, or what's on the agenda in your household?
Well, we had five fathers together and went and had lunch.
Hey, that's a really cool idea. That's great. Well, let's see if you can solve the trivia riddle, and also I want to poll you about car colors. Back in the 1970s, there was this sports car, and I, as a teenager, I really liked this car. I always wanted to have one, and it was called The Shape of Things to Come. I've never driven the vehicle, even to this date. It was advertised a lot in print and on television. It had kind of a futuristic shape. What was the vehicle touted as being the shape of things to come?
Was that the Triumph TR7?
You got it. That's 100% correct. Congratulations.
All right. That's and good.
Later went on to spur the Triumph TR8 with the small 3.5-liter, actually, Buick engine in it. And, of course, there were convertible variants as well. And how about in the realm of car colors? Is there a particular car color that you're drawn to with purchases of vehicles in your past or present, or are you one of the folks that have emailed me up here that have owned colored cars of all different hues?
I've had a rainbow, but I kind of like the black and the deep red and silver.
Very good choice, absolutely. Dave Kinney, how much would a Triumph TR7 or TR8 be worth today, give or take? Certainly it wasn't an expensive car when it came out, but certainly I noticed some of the TR8 convertibles, which they didn't produce and bring that many over here to the United States before Triumph went away. Those seem to be somewhat of a collectible. Your thoughts on the TR7 and TR8?
The TR7, the coupes are still very, very reasonably priced. I mean, you can still find a decent one for maybe in the $7,000 range, something like that. I mean, a really decent one might cost you a little bit more, but a great driver would be that kind of money. The TR8s, you know, the Brits are buying them up and taking them back to the UK. There were so few of them made that went to the home market. Most all of them came to the United States. So they're getting to be, they can be even expensive cars. They could be into the $20,000 range for a really, really nice one.
Wow.
So, they're starting to pick up. And of course, you know, that wedge shape, that shape of things
yeah.
to come, was popular in a whole bunch of cars. And, for the longest time, car collectors didn't really like it all that much, but it's coming back. And for those of us who like all kinds of different shapes and sizes and everything else in cars, it was a distinctive look. There's no doubt about it. Now, quality control on those cars when new was not the best, however.
Was it Electronics by Lucas?
Well, it wasn't just that. The assembly of those cars was done by what could best be described as disgruntled workers. And so some of the cars, I had a friend, and this is an absolutely true story, and I can give you his phone number if you need me to back it up. He was working at a British car dealership, and they didn't have, apparently, both front bumpers and rear bumpers for the TR7s when they were making the car. They used a wooden block and put a rear bumper on the front bumper of the car and shipped it out anyway. And, it was the dealer's problem to sort out a new bumper. So, not something you'd find that a manufacturer would be able to get away with these days.
No, that's a great story. Doug in Iowa, hang on for Matt and also give him vehicle make, model, and year, because we've got a cool prize upcoming for you in addition to the ones you're getting from Busted Knuckle and the folks at Wash Drops. It was just the beginning of this month that I did a broadcast from the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance, and this event has been going on for 19 years. And living in Boston all of my life up until the last few months when I've been living down here in Florida, it was always an easy drive for me, and I became good friends with Bruce Winnestrom and his late wife, Genya. And it's a unique kind of boutique concours with two different show fields, which, as far as I know, no other concours out there does that.
Yeah, it's got a Saturday and a Sunday component to it, and on Saturday it's the American cars, and on Sundays it's the European cars. So, you know, a little bit of something for everyone, basically. And I love the show. There's no show that's easier to get to in the history of mankind. It literally is right off of I-95, and you know, if you live on the East Coast, it doesn't matter if you're in Maine or Florida, you can find I-95. And, you know, just a great show and lots of heart that goes into that show. And I always enjoy it. And then, of course, for the last, dozen years, the Bonhams auction has been there as well.
Absolutely. And another thing that I notice about Greenwich, too, is there always seems to be a lot of important players, so to speak, at the event. The proximity, like you say, being right off the highway, and also being close to New York City and close to the major airports. But I know Rob Myers from the RM Auction Company, he was there because he was hanging around the tent where I was doing my radio work with actor Edward Herman. And I saw a number of other folks that I probably shouldn't say over the air here, but there were a lot of important people there in attendance. And as you say, this sale has... it's done well. It's been a good fit for Greenwich, and it's certainly been a good fit for the folks at Bonhams. I believe television host Wayne Carini had something like 7 or 8 cars that he personally was selling at that auction.
Yeah, he was representing some cars from, including John Fitch's Fitch Phoenix. John Fitch, famous race car driver and also inventor, World War II. P-51 Mustang pilot. I mean, just a great life, well-lived. He's no longer with us, but they were selling his Phoenix, which was a car that was supposed to go into production but didn't quite make it. And, yeah, you're right. There were a lot of there were very important people there, and then there was us, right, Bob?
Well, that's always the case. I mean, that's the way it is. You know, like if we're both lucky enough to be at Pebble Beach, there are all the beautiful people, then there's us, you know.
That's exactly
we're used to that.
I feel the same way. It's the rich and powerful and Bob and Dave.
That's right. When we come back, we'll talk about some more results from that Bonhams auction at Greenwich, and then we'll talk about the Haggerty price guide and lots more. This is Auto World. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call. We're live here on this Father's Day. You got a classic car? Want to talk to Dave about it? 866-660-4261.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, Dave Kinney is with us. Dave contributes not only to Auto Week magazine and also Automobile magazine, but he's also got his own appraisal company, USA Appraisal, and he is the publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide. To kick things off here, we're talking about the recently held Bonhams auction at the Greenwich Concours in Connecticut, and that Fitch car was a very unique one. I had the great pleasure of interviewing Mr. Fisk many times because he was always kind of a fixture at Greenwich up until the last year or so, and it was a unique vehicle that kind of blended some Corvair technology with some Corvette technology. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this particular vehicle from John Fitch.
Well, it was based on a Corvair, and as a matter of fact, it had a Corvair title, from what I understand. But it had a lot of design elements of the 1968 forward, that generation of Corvette, the C3 generation, I guess would be the best way to describe it, in kind of a compact package. And also, Fitch was a very, very accomplished race car driver. So from what I understand, it was a competent car on the road and on the track. I guess, if you're in front of a computer right now, you might want to, wiki the Fitch Phoenix, and you'd see that it also had a kind of an unusual feature. It carried its spare tire on the front, or spare tires on the front, so it has a little bump out on the front fender, kind of reminiscent of cars of the 30s. So it had a lot of design elements going on it. Very nice looking car. And what did it sold for? Somewhere around $250,000, from what I understand. It was about $230,000 plus the auction fees, something along there. Not a surprising amount of money. Wayne Carini's F40 Motorsports Garage had recently done a lot of refurbishment to the car prior to the sale. And good looking car, great looking in black. And just a really neat piece of American history from, and I'm sure you would agree after talking to him, just a great mm-hmm. guy. After John Fitch died, I read a little piece about him, and they said that this was a guy who'd crawl over steaming coals to give you an autograph. I mean, he was that much of a of a great guy. And there's so many people out there that. In our car world and in the celebrity world and everything else, who you think doesn't want to give you the time of day, or you feel like you're bothering them to get an autograph. Well, you could stop and talk to John Fitch and expect to be entertained for 5 minutes or 5 hours if you wanted to, because he was a great guy to talk to. I had the pleasure of talking to him two or three times, also in Greenwich, and even though he was up there in age, we can't forget that the people are, going before us, the greatest generation, basically, these oldsters, they know more, they've had more experience, they've done more than you and I will ever have combined. Just a great guy to talk to. Tell you something else about John Fitch. I bet you didn't know this. You know those big orange barrels that you see by the side of the road that are filled with sand, those impact barriers? He's the man who patented and invented those.
Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah, so, a race car driver, he flew a B-51 Mustang, yeah. He built his own car, he saved lives. If that isn't the great American story, I don't know what is.
I know, and talk about a unique story, too, considering he was an American fighter pilot and, was basically in combat with the Germans and then later went on to drive for the Mercedes team as an American, and that's a whole story in itself.
Oh yeah, we could fill hours of radio just talking about that guy. But as you know, Bob, our crazy car world is full of that sort of incredible people that, until you kind of dig in and if you were to walk into Greenwich a few years ago, you'd say, who's that old guy sitting over there in the corner that a couple people will talk to? And you need to have a little more respect for that old guy in the corner, because he's one of those guys who thought to save our freedom on top of everything else. What a guy.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other vehicles that sold at Greenwich. There was a 1975 Lamborghini painted in a very vibrant blue that sold for in excess of $1 million. I understand that was a pretty low mileage Lamborghini Countach.
Very low mileage. The car was originally delivered, from what I understand, I've been putting this together, originally delivered in Saudi Arabia and was only there for a short period of time, then came to the United States and apparently was in Pittsburgh for a while. And it did a lot of sitting in its life, but it certainly didn't get punished for that. It sold for, I believe, $1.3 million or right around $1.3 million, which was a record sale for one of these. They're called Periscopa or Periscopo cars. The earliest of the Lamborghini Countaches, they didn't have a rear-view mirror. Who'd want something as simple like that when you have basically a periscope arrangement? It was your rear-view mirror was a series of mirrors, so you'd look out the back. Right above there was like a set of mirrors that you'd look through. So crazy stuff for the early cars, but collectors really, really like those early cars and pretty colors. Nice presentation. So, congratulations to Bonhams, who also had, I believe, their best sale ever there.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, they're doing good. Well.
A couple of other highlighted vehicles, a race car from 1959, a Fiat Abarth, and there's the name that's back again today, 750 Record Monza Coupe X-Team Roosevelt. This sold for $203,500. Interesting race car with no doubt some pretty interesting lineage.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, the some say Abarth, some say Abarth, but yeah. The that name is back on Fiat and back with Fiat. and, you know, great race car, neat history. And, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, just $200,000, Bob. I mean, you know, a bargain. So.
For everybody but you and me, it's definitely.
You know, and before we go there, there's an awful lot of cars there that sold for $10,000 and $15,000 and $20,000. So, you know, anybody who tells you it's a hobby just for rich folks, you haven't come talk to me, because there's some great cars out there you can buy for under $10,000 that are real live collector cars that you can run with the big dogs with.
Oh, it's so true. A more modern-day vehicle, and I remember this vehicle well. It was a limited edition Aston Martin from 2003. It was called the DBAR1 Roadster with coachwork by Zagato. I understand that it sold for about $181,500. And the thing that's fascinating about this vehicle is, it's raining where I am right now. You can't drive this car in the rain because it simply does not come with a top.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's this is a Florida and California special type of car, I guess. I could be using it here in the Mid-Atlantic. I just drove down from Pennsylvania from the Elegance at Hershey, and I'm now in my office in Virginia, and it would have been a perfect day to have that car, top or no top, because no top was needed. But, it was a car that was sold new with no top whatsoever. Now, somebody came along afterwards and made kind of they call them bikini tops on Jeeps, and I guess it's the same sort of thing, very minimal top for the cars, and you can buy one of those or could buy one of those to install in your car. But, no, I guess, you know, the people at Aston Martin said, well, that's why you have the other few cars. You know, when the Raider rains out or when the weather's inclement, you won't be driving your AR1. So, you know, that's not my world, but that's their world, and I'm glad to be glad to see those cars and glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Any other cars at Greenwich that were interesting or surprising sales-wise or just, you know, seeing them in person there? They had, as you said, something for everybody, whether your budget was $10,000 or $1 million. It was really quite a unique experience and lots of memorabilia. When we come back, we'll have Dave answer that question, and then we're going to talk about the Haggerty Price Guide. Do you know what it is? Well, you're going to find out after these messages as Auto World continues.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again, I'm on the road again.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here at Auto World on this Father's Day 2014. Dave Kinney is our very special guest. He's got his own company called U.S. Appraisal. He's also the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, and we've been talking a lot about the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance and the Bonham sale there. And Dave, the hour has just flown, and it reminds me once again that somebody should revisit the idea of doing a classic car radio show, because you and I could do multiple hours, no sweat whatsoever.
Without even sleeping. I mean, you know, why don't we just start doing it tonight? What do you say, Bob?
I like the idea. I definitely like it. So when it comes to Greenwich, there was lots of cool memorabilia there, which is another area that is growing by leaps and bounds, because you know, if you can't afford the cars, you know, there's a good chance you can't afford the memorabilia. Anything else at Greenwich that stood out, either selling for more money or less money or just plain cool, that you want to tell our listeners about?
Well, I'm going to have to give this one a warning first. If you're driving, you need to pull over for a second. And if you're standing up, you need to sit down for a second, because you remember in the 70s, Volvo made a P1800 or an 1800 wagon. There was their sports car. They had a 1900 first and then an 1800.
Sure.
Good-looking car, kind of a nice, you might say, Italian-style design to it. And for 2 years, they made a wagon. I think it was 72 and 73. It was a great-looking car. One of those sold at Greenwich with, I believe, 13,000 original miles, beautiful red car. With black leather interior, really, really nice, with the manual transmission, not the automatic. And it sold for $92,000.
Wow.
Now, that was an earthquake. It was the right car, the right time, huge money. I called a friend of mine who's a Volvo guy, and I said, in your wildest dreams, what would you think I'm going to tell you this car sold for? And he said, oh, I don't know, maybe $42,000. And I said, well, just double it and add a little more, and you're exactly right. And he said, I guess he said what everybody said, some version of holy smoke. it was just an earth-shaking event to see that, and more power to the guy who had it. He had it for quite some time, from what I understand, and it was a very, very, very nice one. That doesn't mean that a bad one is going to be worth that anytime soon, but it does kind of indicate how powerful the market is in classic cars, even if they're classic cars from the 70s like this is. So that was the earth-shaking moment of that weekend for me.
No question about it. Tell our listeners a little bit about your own personal appraisal business, as well as all the great work that you do for the folks at Hagerty and putting out the Hagerty Price Guide as publisher. That's an awful lot of work.
Yeah, it sure is, and we're doing it again. We do it three times a year, and we're right in the middle of a cycle right now. You can actually get online and get what we have in the book. You can get it for free. It's at Hagerty.com/valuation tools, or you can just go to Hagerty.com and you can kind of scroll down and look for the valuation tools site as part of Hagerty. But the easy way to get there is Hagerty.com/valuation tools. My business is U.S. Appraisal, and my website address is usappraisal.com. You can reach me through that as well. And it's USA, P-P-R-A-I-S-A-L. Everybody likes to make it into a separate A after the USA, but just remember USA and then, appraisal. So you can find me there. And that's pretty much what I do all my waking hours, Bob.
Well, that's not a bad thing at all, my friend. Let's talk about some trends that you're seeing as you get the opportunity to travel around and check out all these wonderful car happenings and auctions. Let's talk about muscle cars just quickly here. What's the state of the muscle car market? It seems to be all over the place. I know Mecum this weekend sold a Hemi Cuda convertible for mega dollars. Certainly that car, of course, was produced in such limited numbers. It warrants a significant price tag, but I don't know if it's worth $3+ million, Dave.
Well, it's a very small market, and there's a very small number of people who are chasing it. But they sold one for over $3.5 million. I think 3.75 or 3.7425, something like that. I unfortunately just walked into the office and don't have the number in front of me. But that's huge, huge money, and I'd say that's a good sign for the muscle car market, because those cars had been kind of hovering below the $2 million mark in terms of sales for quite some time, but between the 70 and 71, just a handful built, about three times as much or four times as much for the 70 Hemi Cuda, kind of the poster child for the muscle car. So I guess what we should say is that means a lot more excitement in the muscle car market. Not that it's never not exciting in muscle car land. I'd like to wait and see what happens with some of the other prices on some of the other Hemi cars, and then, of course, the Chevys and the Pontiacs and the Fords and everything else that makes up that market. So, we'll see what happens, but that was huge, huge money. The word on the street was that that Mecum had another great sale at in Seattle, and I guess my next sale is going to be the Mecum sale in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, coming up next month. So we're going all over the country taking a look at cars.
That sounds great. Let's talk about another trend. Our mutual friend Phil Skinner was on the program in the last few weeks, and he was pontificating about station wagons and the rise in interest in station wagons, particularly from the 50s and 60s. Are you seeing that same trend?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Station wagons were, the forerunner of the SUV, I guess. Basically, it was the mom and dad get everything done car, And unfortunately for station wagons, and as you know, Bob, you look at pictures from the 40s or 50s, and what you see are an awful lot of four-door cars and a lot of station wagons. You don't see that many convertibles. And now when you go to a car show, you see the convertibles and the two-doors. And the four-doors and the station wagons kind of got tossed aside because they were kind of the utility cars. Well, station wagons had a lot of great things going for them. A friend of mine told me a story once that I wrote up, and it was called See America Backwards, because he saw they left from the East Coast and went to California, and he was at the back seat in a Chevrolet wagon, facing out the rear window. They were the everyday utilitarian cars for a lot of families, and you would go to the equivalent of the Lowe's or the Home Depot or the Ace Hardware or whatever, and you'd get your shovel and you'd get your this, and you put all that in the back of a station wagon, a lot like you do an SUV for a lot of people now, or a pickup truck. And so, yes, a lot of them went by the wayside, but a lot of people, myself included, remember the station wagons from back in the day, and they're cool cars to have. And so when they get restored, you get a lot of people who give you a thumbs up because they haven't seen them for so many years. Another trend that we're looking at is keeps on continuing, that from the 70s, especially in the 80s, the Japanese cars and the Asian cars are really, really huge up-and-comers in the classic car market. And expect to see more of that because those were the cars that, the millennial generation grew up with. So they understand the Honda Civics. They understand the Nissans when they were Datsuns and the Toyotas from that age.
It only makes sense, absolutely. And when you stop and think about, some of the great Japanese cars that have been produced in the last 20, 25 years or so, the Acura NSX is always one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think that vehicle is going to do anything but appreciate, and especially with Acura on the, on the edge of reintroducing that model, it will probably drive the prices of the older ones up as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, we joke about it when we're talking about cars to invest in, and I don't own an Acura NSX, but... the joke is we should all just go sell our house and, live in a warehouse and fill it with Acura NSXs. They're just about guaranteed to go up in value. The demographics are there. They were great cars. They were basically the competitor to the 308 Ferrari, which is also a great car, but they had that added advantage of not breaking down and, lasting for a long, long time, and not being quite as expensive, most of the time to repair. Doesn't have the Ferrari name, I get that. And nothing wrong with owning a Ferrari, that's for darn sure. But, for a lot of people, it just makes sense to have one.
Absolutely. And it makes sense for us to make a date to get you back on with us real soon, because I always enjoy sharing the microphone with you. Dave, thanks so much for your time here today.
Thank you so much, Bob, and happy Father's Day to you.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.